It's the Cognizant Classic Live.
Bringing in a business expert to talk about some green on the greens. Welcome in to the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It is the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live right here on ESPN 106.3 and streaming free on the ESPN app. I am Cyrus Wittig, and right now I am joined by Andy Cagnetta, the CEO of Transworld Business Advisors. They are the industry leaders when it comes to helping people buy and sell businesses. Real quick, before we get into some questions with Andy, want to tell you a little bit more about Transworld, because if you are selling your business, it's not like selling your house. You can't just, you know, stick a for sale sign in the yard, you know, hire a realtor maybe, post it on Zillow and cross your fingers. You need the brokers of Transworld to make sure that you are getting the right buyer for the best possible price that is interested in your business and the future of what you have already built. On the other hand, if you are looking to buy a business, you need the Transworld Business Advisors to make sure the business is healthy and well-positioned for the future. Transworld has more than 40 years of experience. They've sold more than 15,000 businesses. They've got more than 850 brokers and 250 offices worldwide. Check them out at tworld.com. Again, tworld.com for Transworld Business Advisors. Transworld brings buyers and sellers together. Andy, appreciate the time as always. I love Masters Weekend, but the economics of the tournament are pretty darn interesting as well. It's estimated that Augusta National leaves approximately $300 million on the table with ticket sales and TV rights. And I understand that some decisions they make, you know, allow them to maintain some of the aura and the mystique around the tournament. But the thing that, I don't know, bugs, irks me, kind of confuses me is the main telecast of the final round of the Masters doesn't come on until 3 p.m. on Sunday. And I know you can, you know, watch some groupings on ESPN Plus and, you know, Masters.com, but it seems crazy to me that there's you're missing hours of golf on CBS, and it just seems like a situation where they could kind of have their cake and eat it too. I don't know.
I think you're trying to be rational about it. The Masters don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
The people at the Masters do not care. They've said that in so many different ways. My father-in-law, I was with my father-in-law last night for dinner, and he believes that the Masters is the greatest sporting event in the world, which is maybe not hard to argue,
no,
right?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't argue against that. I mean, I don't know if it's the greatest. I mean, the Super Bowl perhaps is the greatest sporting event in the world. But the Masters, the way they've made that prestigious, the way they've made that exclusive, and they've barely gotten away with that. They've gotten into some political problems along the way. But, you know, I saw Sorenstam, Annika, mm-hmm. with her green jacket on. She's one of seven women members right now. But so they've done a great job of curating it. You're absolutely right. They can make more money with these event, with the concessions, the sandwiches. We were there the same year with Bubba Run, right? So they can make a lot more money with the concessions. They don't brand the concessions. It's imported beer or domestic beer. They can make a ton more money, but they don't care. Mm-hmm. They really don't care. They just want the finest, most exclusive tournament in the world, and they're succeeding.
Andy, you mentioned the exclusivity of Augusta National, and you can explain that out, or, you know, name a ton of different examples of that exclusivity. But, you know, what do you think the Masters, Augusta's relationship is with exclusivity, inclusivity? Because, again, as you mentioned, Annika Sorenstam, one of seven female members. I'm not sure how many people of color belong to Augusta National. Until a couple of years ago, it was white males only. Probably not the only country club in the South that held that distinction. And I don't know, hopefully not, but maybe still holds that distinction. But again, in a world that is trending towards inclusivity, you know, people coming together, the mass, what do you feel like, you know, again, the relationship is with the Masters trying to stay exclusive in, again, sort of an inclusive trending world?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you look at something like the Olympics, or you look at something like, you know, we've been talking about female sports like the NCAA tournament and the WNBA and even a lot of tennis, like something that's, you know, both male and female, tennis and golf. And you're seeing it kind of go the other way, where they're trying to make it soccer, certainly where they're trying to make the financial, you know, purses more lucrative for the women. They're certainly bucking the trend. Will it last forever? No, because they've already had to take down some of those traditions, as they call them, in favor of kind of getting with the times.
Again, we are in the boardroom presented by the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches here with Andy Cagnetta, the CEO of Trans World Business Advisors. They have helped over 15,000 business owners and business buyers make a deal, whether you're maximizing the value of your company or looking for an opportunity to take you into the future. Visit tworld.com, again, tworld.com, and find out why Trans World Business Advisors are the industry leaders when it comes to helping people buy and sell businesses. Andy, again, the Masters, one of the few events, maybe you could say organizations, institutions, where once more the demand is so great that they don't have to, I guess, you know, go above and beyond to market their product, or they're not competing with other brands. The Masters, you know, stands alone. I think of the merchandising. The Masters Pro Shop makes an estimated $1 million an hour during the week of the tournament, and they don't sell anything online whatsoever. Andy, just out of curiosity, can you think of any other brands, organizations that, you know, could take more of the market share, the pie, if you will, but kind of choose not to?
I think you see some of that things with like very exclusive places like nightclubs. Sometimes they don't want to proliferate, you know, the name out there in the world. You know, you're thinking like, you know, Café du Monde, or you're thinking Peter Luger's Steaks, or you're thinking some of these brands that easily could open up a lot of and maybe diminish the brand. You're thinking about some of the things like Frank Pepe's Pizza, or, you know, like that opened more locations and they've gotten blowback that it's not as good as New Haven. You know, you got what's his name from Barstool Sports running around doing pizza reviews and it's not as good. So there is a danger in that of trying to be everything to everybody, or over expanding too quickly. Certainly we've seen that in business where they overexpand too quickly and they just run out of capital.
Andy, along those lines of branding, you know, marketing and connecting that to Trans World, I'm sure that, you know, branding is more important to some businesses than it is to others. But when it comes to branding, comes to marketing, where do those conversations start? Where do they go in, again, regards to your work at Trans World?
Well, at Trans World, branding is super important.
Yeah.
I mean, we spend a lot of time branding, and you try to emulate some of the big companies. You're watching what they do. They've simplified their logos. They've simplified their messages. They get it out there very consistently. They don't put up with people changing their brand. You look at franchising. Franchising is a great example of businesses that have independent owners, but at the same time require the brand to stay the same. You're thinking things like Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's and Orange Theory, where the branding is very, very consistent, yet they're independent brokers, independent businesses. And we see the same thing too. And you see a lot of smaller businesses, certainly the age of social media and Instagram, that branding has become very, very important. And people try to have a consistency.
Wrapping things up with Trans World Business Advisors CEO Andy Cagnetta. We are in the boardroom presented by the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Again, Trans World Business Advisors, they are the industry leaders when it comes to helping people buy and sell businesses. They have 40 years plus of experience. They have sold more than 15,000 businesses. They have more than 850 brokers and 250 offices worldwide. Check them out at tworld.com. Again, that is tworld.com. Transworld, bringing buyers and sellers together. Andy, not sure if you caught this, but you know, in the previous segment, I talked about the Masters ratings, which were disappointing. 9.59 million average viewers on Sunday, the lowest watched Masters since 1993. When you take out the COVID impacted years of 2020 and 2021, 2.5 million viewers decrease from last year when Ron won it in 2023. And again, you know, no Tiger down the stretch, but you know, he hasn't really been a factor in this tournament in the last couple of years. Of course, he did win it, but that was, you know, a couple of years back. And you had some interesting storylines, but again, just not the ratings numbers that people wanted to see. Again, we talked about it earlier. Not sure how much the folks at Augusta National care, but for the PGA Tour, you know, maybe an indication of what numbers are going to look like the rest of the season in the summertime. Andy, should the PGA be worried? You know, is there any worry about ratings in golf right now?
Absolutely. They got to figure out something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were talking about merging, and I think that might come about again because even LIV Golf is being hurt, right? At some point, they're diluting the star power. Now, could they create more stars? Could there be stories that come up? I mean, obviously, Tiger was a huge boost to the PGA over the years, and they were kind of floundering after that. Who's the next star? And then, you know, you had some other guys come up, but nobody really stuck. So I think the PGA has got to work on something.
It's interesting because, you know, once Tiger left, like you said, it, you know, created this major vacuum in the sport. And then you fast forward a couple of years, and all of a sudden you have all these youngsters coming up. Of course, you know, Koepka and Rory and DeChambeau and Rahm and Thomas, and the list goes on and on. You're like, oh, wow, we're kind of going into, you know, the new age of golf. And then, again, LIV comes along and halves the pot. Talking about LIV, though, what's interesting is they play far less tournaments than PGA Tour. They only have five events in the United States. I know that golf is very much an international game, but do you think the lack of U.S. events and action will be a long-term, you know, detriment to LIV Golf's success, or do you think they're like, we don't really care?
And I think the players are going to care, right? Mm-hmm. If you want major sponsorships, if you want major, you know, side gigs, you're going to have to come to the United States, and only being exposed 5-6 times a year is not enough. Mm-hmm. And again, I do think, you know, being in the mergers and acquisitions business, when there's two leaders and they're splitting the pie so much and both sides are struggling to make ends meet, somebody's going to buy out somebody.
Andy, last thing before I let you go, this was a great hypothetical I heard. Could you win the Masters? Would you have what it takes to wear the green jacket if you could start every single hole on the green? So your quote unquote tee shot is on the green, but the ball is the furthest spot it can possibly be from the hole. Could you win the Masters if you started on the green?
You know, I've seen some of those greens roll into the water, so I'm not quite sure if you had to put it in the farthest away possible that I would win. I asked two guys at Transworld that are scratch golfers, and I asked them, and they said they would hope so.
Okay,
but I don't think I could.
Well, Andy, you are a man of humility, a man of honesty, and I sincerely appreciate that. Appreciate your time as well. Look forward to our next conversation, and of course, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Cyrus.
Great stuff, as always, from my guy, Andy Cagnetta, CEO of Transworld Business Advisors. Again, check them out, tworld.com.